I just remembered another clip I saw this morning. It was just like, this is why you have COVID. And it was a clip of Rudy Giuliani like blowing his nose and then kind of like looking at the tissue and then just like kind of like wiping his head and like wiping his face like with the same like inside of the tissue. What?
He actually has COVID?
Yeah, that's what people were tweeting. Like, this is why you have it.
Let's just start the episode. We're rolling. Rudy Giuliani is his name.
Yeah.
Have you seen all his? What's up, everybody? Episode 31, Rudy Giuliani. He is just a household name now, and he's killing it.
Yeah, the last 2 months, it's been a rough old go of him. He had the Four Seasons landscaping thing, and then he had the Borat, whatever you want to call it, allegations, the screenshots, had him trending on Twitter.
He had his hair dye, like, sweating down his face. Like, who's letting this guy out of his house?
And now he has COVID, and he was just around all these, like, Arizona like lawmakers and everything without a mask. So they're having a shutdown. Like, this dude's been trending like more than like Fauci, like more than anyone in 2020.
Isn't being a lawyer, he's a lawyer, right?
Yeah, he's Trump's lawyer.
Yeah, isn't part of being a lawyer like you should really know how to like just do things? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in trouble. Who do I go to? Like, last resort, I need a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this guy is like, he's sitting next to a lady. He's like, I can't hear you. Take your mask off. I can't hear you. And she's like, I feel like you can hear me. And if you want me to take it off, just say it. But you can hear me, dude.
It is funny. Lawyers are seen as like extra adults. Like, they're like the best adults. Yeah, you need something, you go to a lawyer because they know stuff. But he is he's having a tough go.
But
that's what I like about Twitter, though, too, is like most people of power, politicians especially, like they have PR people, they have spin doctors, they can get you out of the news. But Twitter doesn't care about that. Twitter doesn't care how much money you have. You mess up, you're on the trending page.
Yep, that's very
you
true,
have
man.
Hair dye going from your sideburns all the way down to the corner of your mouth. Yeah, we're gonna be seeing those tweets.
We are.
Yeah.
Giuliani. How's your weekend, man?
Let's see. It was good. I don't know why I thought today was like Thursday or something. I was like, why are you just now asking me about the weekend? Today's, I'm an idiot. Okay. Weekend was good. Chiefs game made me a little nervous last night, but it was solid.
Yeah.
But overall, I had a very lazy weekend, actually. I'd say the last 48 hours, I only ate, slept, played pickleball, or watched football. I didn't do a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. That's it was really good. Man. What about you?
I played some poker with the boys Friday night.
Okay, that's cool.
One big...
Yeah.
Just ran the tables, man.
Texas Hold'em?
Yep.
Nice.
It's weirdly fun. I'm into it.
No, yeah. Hold'em's great.
Weirdly fun. Into that, I cleaned out the garage. I've been putting that off for months.
Cleaned out your friends, cleaned out the garage.
Exactly.
Big weekend.
Big weekend.
So you parking in the garage now?
Oh, I sure am.
Okay. I didn't see your car in the street.
Flex.
So that makes sense.
So then had a few friends over for a little Christmas thing.
How was that?
It was pleasant, you know. Just
pleasant.
Chill. Yeah, I wanted to have a big shindig, but it's fine. And Sunday, just laid around. I've had a spectacular comeback to avoid last place in my fantasy league.
Wait, you're not going to be last?
Nope.
As of like,
I don't want to get into the details. We can talk about it off the pod because no one cares about that much about fantasy football. But I had a miraculous day of fantasy football. Just like guys who had their like career highs and
Baker Mayfield and Corey Davis.
No, Kikuti.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what in the world? Yeah.
Big time.
Why is he even on your team?
Exactly. It's a problem. Will Fuller was...
suspended,
yeah.
So...
Okay, no one knows what we're talking about. But it's all good. Speaking of football, I want to watch... Let's just get into this video, man.
Yeah. If you're not joining us on the video version, now would be a good time to join.
Yeah. It's a... Let's just watch this. A kid just pile drives a ref... Oh, okay.
To do with all his rage he feels. His body is probably like closing up. Number 72, his teammate, he sees something going on. Maybe he's screaming. He runs onto the field, and this is where it gets ugly. And he tackles the referee, who's an older man, and just completely bombs him. Number 72, big dude. Oh, the ref did trip that guy, which, come on, ref. Like, you don't got to hurt the other team just because you got hurt. Dude, oh, the ref completely bombs him. Number 72. Big dude. Oh, the ref did trip that guy.
That's funny. But so big news. Kid obliterates the ref. Kind of surprised. I feel like that's never really happened.
I think something like that happened to another high school football team like 3 or 4 years ago. But yeah, you'd be surprised a lot of pent up high school men who mainly drink Bang Energy don't do that more often.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're like, this kid, he's barely on the team because he never goes to class because he's just, yeah, he's just ripping jewels under his hoodie.
Somehow failing homeroom.
Yeah.
But let's put him in some pads and get that aggression out. He'll have good discretion on a football field.
Yeah.
He'll know who to hit and who not to hit.
Yeah, nope. Yeah. No.
He won't.
It's like, oh, this kid, he fights kids in the hallways, but when he's on the football field, he'll abide by the rules.
He'll make good decisions.
Yeah.
Turns out, it's not that different.
No, I heard that kid's actually, he's the president of Stuco.
Really?
Yeah.
All the best kids were always involved in the high school clubs.
That's what I hope we hear about this kid. He's like, this guy was National Honor Society. He literally was head of all the associations. He just had a little anger problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget 7th grade basketball. This kid, I played, it was on this new kind of travel team. I didn't know a lot of the kids. 7th grade, you know, most kids are 5'5", 5'8". We had this guy on our team. He was like 6'2", massive.
Danny Almonte type.
Mm. I've never seen any person, child or man, lose their anger like I witnessed this kid do one day in a gym in Prague, Oklahoma.
Prague, okay.
Middle of nowhere, gym. He gets fouled hard or something. He charges this kid on the other team, does like a cheap shot back of the head, hits, and he's trying to, and he's just going nuts. And he flips a double bird to the guy and screams F you in a gym. I mean, a single gym on land. There's maybe 41 people in this gym. All teams and parents involved.
Why did you say on land?
It was just like in the middle of nowhere. On, you know what I mean?
Like, I thought on you meant some like land. This was not on water. This was not in the clouds. This was
not one of those cruise ship leagues. Shout out to cruise ships. He does a F you. He just runs the, you know, so the ref is like, your technical, okay, you're done playing. And he just sits on the bench. And the guy's like, you have to leave the facility. Like, this, he's like, what? And he like flips the bench over. He throws, I believe he throws like my gym bag. I'm like, hey.
Hey.
And then he goes out. It's just like a tin building. And then you hear him kicking the side of the tin building for like the next 30 minutes. And I remember being, I was the sheltered 12-year-old.
Oh, scared.
I don't think I'd ever heard the F word before. I was so scared, dude. It's unbelievable. The difference between me and this kid.
Yeah.
This kid did something that I don't even have the capacity to do ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so frightened by his action. It was wild. I remember the dad of that guy was like, it's good to see a little fire. You know, it was like, these people are crazy, man.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, it's next level when you've been kicked out of a basketball game. You've said what you needed to say. Mm-hmm. Now you're not even in the gymnasium, and you're still so mad that you're just kicking the side of a building.
Yeah.
Oh, I still have some in me.
Yeah.
I can't get it out.
It's amazing.
Jeez. That's awesome. All-time that's a good story memory. That made me remember a time that an opposing coach, I think it was like 7th grade, this wasn't like travel ball. This was like sanctioned like school basketball, like Stratford versus Pleasant Hope, and the 7th grade coach just lost his mind at like a couple bad calls and just took his like whiteboard, you know, with the clipboard and everything, and just like slammed it down and just shattered into a bunch of pieces on the court. It was like kind of like, oh, okay.
You got to pick these up now.
This guy's lost his mind. And then their refs just quit.
We're done.
Yeah, they just quit and like went back to...
Dude, we're getting $20 for this game.
Wherever refs go. I don't know where they go after that. But we were just standing there and we're like, did we win? Or like, is it a forfeit by the refs?
Yeah.
It was very weird.
That's great.
It's like, this grown man's being childish, and now these grown men can't take it and are like quitting, and right. I'm in 7th grade and I feel great. Let me play ball.
I'm having fun. I don't really know what the problem is.
Just give
me
a technical and just keep going.
Did you ever get any technical fouls?
I don't think I ever did.
Oh, I got two.
Okay.
I got one when I was maybe 8 and I like spiked the ball down in frustration.
Okay. James Harden style?
You hit your own face? I did do that once in a practice. Yeah,
that was that sucks.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But I just thinking back to it, I was like, are you even allowed to dole out technicals when it's a bunch of like 7-year-olds? I thought that was strange. I got teed up.
I think I'd have a tough time. I was
so upset by it. I was like, I'm so sorry. And then I got one, you know, you come across just bizarre refs. I like checked into the game without the ref like motioning me in.
Yeah.
So it was like a dead ball and I started kind of coming. He's like, you got to wait till I call you.
You got a technical for that? That's dumb.
And everyone was just kind of like, no one was even mad. It was more of like a confusion. Like
dude.
Like, what? Are you serious?
Just give me a warning or something. Yeah. I don't know.
That was it. Those are my two.
One time my cousin was playing. I think this was like, it wasn't quite varsity, but it was like JV basketball. And he was mainly a baseball player, but athletic enough to still play basketball. Mm-hmm. Didn't know a lot of the rules, especially like, yeah, you have to go to the scorer's table before you check in. And also, it's not hockey.
Yeah.
You can't just sub whenever you want. And our coach was like frustrated and he was like, Steve, get him out of there. And like kind of grabs his jersey to like go sub in for him.
Mm-hmm.
Old cousin Steve just runs onto the court. Now we're playing 6-on-5, baby. Just runs on there.
Notice.
We're like, dude, you can't just, have you noticed how we've always substituted every other time? You can't just run on the court.
Can't. We need, sports are great when you have substitutes. We need substitutes for more things in life.
Like teachers?
No, we need less of those. Substitute teachers. Weren't those the best?
Dude, I thought about being one like 3 or 4 years ago when I was doing youth ministry.
It's got to be brutal.
Oh, I thought it sounded awesome. To be a sub?
I mean, but subs, kids, students like me, once we had a sub on schedule, I was like, oh, I'm bringing it extra Thursday.
I'm going to get it technical today.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get teed up, dude. Poor subs, man.
Maybe it would be brutal. I was such a good kid that, you know,
yeah.
Maybe I see the good in people, but yeah, I think if you're a substitute teacher, you just get to watch a lot of movies is what I was kind of thinking. And like,
Yeah, that's what, if any regular teacher tried to make the sub like teach or something, just evil.
Yeah.
Just put on a movie. Why are you not here?
I just want to be able to like threaten kids and like never actually do anything about it. Like,
right.
You know, when I leave here today, I am going to be writing a note for Mrs. Williamson. So just keep that in mind before you misbehave or say anything to me. Like, I'm going to be writing down everything.
Well, maybe we should just randomly sub sometime.
I think it'd be awesome.
Like, wait, do I follow this guy on TikTok? Like, what's up, everybody? Mr. Kennedy, Mr. K, you can call me Mr. K. And just be a total weirdo.
Yeah,
People see me on their TikTok feed, like, I think this guy substituted. He told this weird kid in our class that he was gonna choke him. Hey, stop talking or I'll choke you. Just kind of do some of that.
You just do one weird thing like every hour.
Yeah.
Like other than that, you're like a very normal teacher, but just like one weird threat.
It's like, I am Mr. Kennedy. Just huff the marker and just like, whoa. It's like, what's up, kids?
This is why I do it.
Yep.
For you guys.
For
you guys is why I do it.
Yeah. It's a sniff and smell. That's funny. Or just like redo our roll call sketch. Like, all right, I'm going to call roll this. Axley. Is that a family name, I hope? Why are you named that?
X. A lot of X's in your name. I got a lot of X's. I wish Janine would text me back.
While the comedy clubs are closed, that's how we like work out material. It's like be a sub. Like here's a group of 23 people.
I get 25 kids every hour.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, it's like 7 sets. Yeah. Wow, did we just be... If you're an aspiring comedian, substitute teach, low-key, you get 7 hours of stand-up.
Seriously.
Stage experience.
Seriously. Social studies, huh?
Hmm.
It seems like my ex-wife should be the one teaching this because she was pretty good about remembering my history. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So she put the social and social studies, cheated on me on all 7 continents. Riddle me that. How'd she get down to Antarctica?
Yeah. And it wasn't just on land. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She liked cruise ships.
Thank you. What's your name right here? What's your name right
here? Your name here?
I'm Sarah. You just called Roll. I think you remember my name.
Sarah, who are you here with today? It's school.
Yeah.
Here with myself. Okay. When you're alone.
Oh, right. Front row, huh? Overachiever, teachers, but...
Must be a big fan. Thanks for coming out tonight.
You gonna bring me an apple? Sir, I am underage. I don't appreciate you talking to me. This No. I'm not. Okay.
No, not apple bottom jeans or anything.
Maybe I'll get them in third period. I crushed in fourth period, but I bombed to start the day.
I shouldn't have done that teacher's lounge joke. They don't even know. Why would they get it?
Yeah.
What was they thinking?
Yeah.
They don't know teacher's lounge stuff. The stand-up teacher.
Yeah, I mean, get a lot of reps. Makes sense to me.
Recess, huh? Who remembers recess? Gosh.
What are we, in court? Like, what are you talking about, Mr. K?
I think we would be good stand-up comedians if everyone in the audience knew we were making it up on the spot.
Yeah, I think so.
We should make that happen.
Yeah. Always remember, don't forget to do the back of the homework. Sounds like my ex-wife. Ew. I don't know.
Ew. Ew. You're creeping us out. Yeah. Go back to TikTok.
Put the movie on. What is this?
Yeah, that's
the not funny.
The weird teacher move is like, all right, we were supposed to watch Phases of Mitosis, but when I was in high school, I remember watching Romeo and Juliet, and there were a couple of scenes I really liked, so we're going to put that on. It's like, dude.
You're creeping us out. Mr. Triplett, what? Stop. This is weird. Mitochondria. What's so mighty about it? I don't know, it's like bombing.
Hey, mitochondria, huh? You know, I had a buddy who went to jail. He was the powerhouse of his cell. You write that down. Remember that.
Yeah, write that down. Thank you.
He went into jail. His name was J-Bone. It came out mitochondria. So, you know, powerhouse of the cell. It's going to be on the test, you guys.
More substitutes and things, you know? Like, what if... I feel like there's a lot of difficult things in life you don't get subs for.
You know, like going to the DMV. I'd like to send a proxy. I'd like to send a substitute
for
that.
Sub somebody in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I go get a license plate. I need a sub. I'm halfway through this. I need a sub. There's day, you know, I can't sub somebody in to be Katie's husband, you know?
Well.
Oh.
Certain people are pretty into that.
People, no judgment. Certain people.
You're giving me weird hints, sub. Dude. Hey,
this is you do getting you weird, me. Right? Like that, I could never sub in like you to what? You ever, I wonder how do people ever get to that point? There's like, yeah, babe, like what? The Johnsons, they're, you know, that really weird couple. They said they want to
like hang out with us,
maybe spend the night,
the bedroom.
What are you saying? Yeah. I know. I said no. I said no.
I was just telling you that they said that.
I just say, yeah.
No, that is crazy.
I don't want to hang with them either.
That's how you have to bring it up, where you got to say, like, you know, it was nice. The Anthony is a pretty great couple.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's very gorgeous, obviously, and he's a pretty good looking guy. Don't you think?
It's probably very, I mean, yeah, in fairness, it's probably very similar how you do a lot of marital requests. You're just like, okay, say, I know I just went to Vegas with the guys, but you know, Jeremy, he's turning 30 and he was wanting to go again. That'd be crazy. I shouldn't.
And I told him, I was like, we just went.
Yeah. I was like, right. But I mean, I would love to go, but I shouldn't. Right. And you just kind of,
should I see which weekend he was thinking or?
Yeah.
Or no. Yeah. That would be too much.
Yeah. And then she's like, you're an idiot. Of course not. Like, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I
know. No.
She's like, you should go. I'm like, really? I don't.
I mean, you only turned 31.
Yeah. It's probably very similar. It makes sense to me.
Probably.
Substitute teachers. Mr. Elk.
Okay.
Is a classic one we had.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. He substituted for PE, which is the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think you only have to like finish like freshman year Spanish in high school and like you're good to teach PE.
I feel like a substitute for PE should just be a printed piece of paper that you tape on the wall that says, go play. Then go to class.
Says,
after.
Don't do anything. We're in the locker room. Play dodgeball for 45 minutes.
So with this guy, we had a sub. I don't know how it got to this point, but he lost all control. We were just, me and some guys were in the ball closet, just throwing out every sports item possible. We found a 10-gallon bucket of golf balls that I just rolled on the basketball court. There's probably 300 of them. Some other dude.
This poor dude.
Passed around a medicine ball. It busted. There was sand all over the court.
Oh, I didn't know that was a medicine ball.
It was chaos. There were girls going in the guys bathroom, guys going in the girls' bathroom. It was chaos. This is the most fun I've ever had.
Project X for 45 minutes.
Fourth period. shot. Yeah. Just basketball shots.
You hired a bartender to come in during PE, and he's just like pouring drinks for you guys.
What is happening? These guys are 15.
Some like local zookeeper came in with like a white tiger. Yeah. Like, yes.
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 Joke's on it. Woo. It was bananas, dude.
Mr. Elk. That's so funny. Mr. Elk. I remember also high school PE, we had a sub. This is actually the same cousin, cousin Steve-O. Wasn't known for subbing in correctly, and also the dude loved punting volleyballs. Mm. He would do it whenever he had a chance, which I don't blame him. Yeah. Like, you're a punter of the volleyball. It's like...
It's so easy.
Hitting a baseball bat with a... I said those backwards. Hitting a golf ball with a baseball bat, yeah. You just feel like you're on steroids. Yeah, you can launch it. That's what punting a volleyball feels like. It's a good sound, and Steve-O did what Steve-O does, and he was punting that thing, and the sub was like, hey! You got to quit that. You just went down 3 notches. And we were like, how many notches are there?
Yeah.
Where did I start?
I'll do 20 notches. I'll punch you down there.
We were like,
negative 12 notches.
Also, you're a sub. I might not ever see you again. Yeah. I'm not concerned about my notches.
Yeah. You just like running into like your teachers or youth pastor out in public is the weirdest. Run into a sub is next level weird. And you're like, that's, he just sees you again. He's like, hey, I still got you. -9 notches. Do you have a job?
I know you do other things. How do you remember me?
Yeah.
You have a full, you sell insurance. Why do you remember my name?
Right.
You came in like one day. Yeah. Subs. Notches. We had a sub who was pretty like regular, Mr. Ziegler. We learned that he was like a MLB drafted pitcher and he was subbing in the offseason because he was still in the minors. Which is kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
He threw a submarine. Played for Missouri State, got drafted by the A's, I think, and taught me eighth grade math.
Good sub.
Good sub, yeah. Good chill sub. Dude, yeah.
He sounds like the one, like, I had the one dude babysitter that I'd get fired up for. Like, guy, Trey, tonight's Kyle. Let's be like, oh, yes.
I'm going to get the golf balls
out. Video games? Yeah. No, we were boys, but yeah, I had other babysitters. Put them through heck. That's how I was raised.
On land. I never had a babysitter. What was it like?
You just had enough land. Like, they won't get loose. We have a few acres.
They can't wander off anywhere farther that we can't see them.
We got an electric fence. They don't know it. We got them tagged.
Yeah, my babysitter was a shot caller, and it worked well.
It's just funny to think of all the babysitters. I can think of a few. Some had it easy. Some I enjoy. But, yeah, some, they had it, you know. I think there was a lot in retrospect. There was, like, one-nighters, you know what I mean, where they came and... Maybe I put them through the ringer, or they just couldn't handle it. They're like, I'm not coming back to this house. So I had a few of those. I had
Would you have babysitters like during the daytime while your parents worked, or just like Friday night, parents want to go out?
No, I just remember not that often. I think it was like a date night thing where, you know, I don't know how often, once a month or something like that, you know, be like a Friday night, we're going to have a babysitter because we're going to go do something. And sometimes it was great. Kyle was the man. There was... There's some other good ones.
You ever see Kyle now? What's he up to?
No, I have no idea. He's probably a sub. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, just up subbing for things. Kyle, if you're a Do Less guest, let us know, please.
I will say, shout out to the male babysitters, but moms inherently don't trust him, I don't think.
Kind of makes sense.
In a lot of ways. I'll be like, I'll watch your kid. I feel like I've had a few people in my life who are like, I'm down to do that. Sounds kind of fun and easy. And I heard people get paid well. And be like, no.
Yeah.
Girls only.
Yeah.
I just make sure it. The blob stays alive.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
I looked into being in, I'm going to screw up the pronunciation. Au pair, I think is how you pronounce it. It's like French or something.
You're thinking of doula.
Mid-husband. Yeah, that's a substitute, kind of. Doula.
True.
Au pair.
Substitute for real science.
And it's like, it's a fancy word for like an overseas nanny.
Right.
It's just like a way to get paid. You know,
yeah, I've heard of that.
But it's a way to get paid to go to Italy. Right. But it's very hard to get that job as a guy.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, a ton of girls want to do it, and they're way less risky.
Sense. Yeah, it's like
it does make sense.
A local male babysitter, risky. An international male babysitter?
Like, this dude's willing to cross seas to see children?
Yeah.
Probably not good.
Listen, I can't get anyone in my local neighborhoods. I'm coming to France. Let me get that baby.
Like, we're just a little worried. It's like, no, I worked at a summer camp. I'm like, okay, that's worse. Now you're making it seem worse. Like, listen, no, I love kids.
I am
Stop.
So qualified.
I'm calling the cops.
Summer camp. Counselor. Substitute teacher.
Well, I'm trying to.
Catholic priest.
Jeez.
Is that too much?
No, it's fine.
No, I'm just saying.
You're saying things that.
I have good job experience.
Yeah. 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 Au pair.
You didn't expect that one?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Oh, it's one of my all-time Bill Burr got interviewed. Like, do you think you took it too far with, like, the priest jokes? And he's like, don't you think the priest took it too far?
I didn't take it too far. Get mad at them. Yeah. I didn't do anything. Oh, I haven't heard that. That's funny.
Oh, do less. Yes.
Don't you think the priest took it too far? Okay, how'd we get here? Oh, the football guy. That's how we got here. Good for the football guy. You know, I'm going to take his side. Not many people are taking his side. He could have punched. He could have kicked. But it said he form-tackled the referee.
That's true. He did. To be fair, he stayed within the rules of football.
It didn't look like football. Targeting to me.
It wasn't targeting.
He didn't lower the crown of his helmet.
He did not lead with his head.
No.
He went shoulder first.
This
he didn't
is a good
swing
tackle.
Punches. I mean, it was perfect textbook American football tackling form.
I'm on his side.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you get mad and you're like, I just want to form tackle something?
It wasn't a blindside block. The ref, you could see he turned. He was face to face.
He saw it. Wasn't defenseless.
With the collision. Wasn't defenseless.
Yeah.
Was yeah. I don't know. I think it was illegal. It's a perfectly good hit.
Ref's got to hold his ground there.
Right.
And he didn't.
He
because he
not.
Was 74.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's another thing I'm surprised by, too. It's kind of like, I think the United States president and officials, we need an age maximum. I'm like, you're suiting up to play a game, and you're like honest to God, that referee's 80. How's he going to keep up with this, let alone call a fair game?
Oh, yeah. I think about my grandpa trying to watch football on TV.
Yeah.
And then I think about this grandpa trying to watch it in person.
Blowing the whistle.
All right. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
I saw something.
Well, back in my day. hey, back in my day, that. What?
Just kind of trail off.
Yeah. I like my officials with a little pizzazz. You know, they. And they hit. They really get into it.
Right here. T. Yeah. You. You're gone.
I like. My favorite. Maybe the. Just the two feet.
I hate the index finger. Fingers. No, give me the full hand.
I like how. You know, there's. Yeah. The issue with the blood. No, or I'd like some refs, you know, you go in for a big finish. They go, no.
Go in the other way. Yeah. Charge. 14.
Nope. Got you right there. 14. I like now. It's like DeVault, you know, it was like, this is very clear. Or even growing up back when no one, you have a dad, or like everyone's seven, so no one knows what's happening. Like the coaches, the referees, no one actually truly knows basketball. So they're like, timeout, white team, timeout. You're like, that is, you were calling a technical foul repeatedly. Please stop. Got a timeout here.
Oh, age maximums. That's a good call. Probably for a lot of things.
Maybe
driving.
Driving.
Every time I drive past someone, thinking you're being like very like negligent / dangerous. It's always an old person every time.
Yeah, I'd say once a month I get on the road where I'm like, holy cow, am I going to drive past a car and there's a dead person? Because it looks like the car's like idling into another lane going 20 miles too slow.
And you don't even see a person. You just see like a little hump of like a forehead. You're like, I think that's a human being in there. Yeah. Like they're barely above the steering wheel.
Hope they get where they're going.
Whew. I feel like they have like a nice like new Lexus that has like the 3D view. Like the aerial like view
right,
of the car.
Right.
That's what they use to drive. They
right.
can't see over the steering wheel, so they just use that. So they don't have very much view, so they go slow. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
If I had to guess. What is this? Oh, never
my
mind.
Phone charger.
That's a phone charger.
I lose them all the time.
I thought this was like an Android plug, so I was going to
ask
some questions.
Nah, that's not me, dog. Dude, I woke up yesterday, ears ringing.
Okay.
So loud. For hours.
Okay.
And now I'm good. But it was a frightening... Has your body ever done something like that where it does something so unexplainable? I'm like, am I dying? It was very bizarre. I did a little work. I think it might have been a result of just like.
That's scary.
Yeah. I think just being on the road and not taking care of my body, maybe stress and just like didn't sleep well, maybe part of a headache. But it was very strange.
Huh.
Very strange.
Anytime one of your senses is acting up, it's
yeah.
scary.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
when you
yeah.
can't see or can't taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, yeah, you like your ears are ringing.
I was looking up like, is this some weird, everything's a symptom of COVID. But I did not see that ringing ears is any symptom of COVID. I wouldn't have surprised. We're like, yeah, new reports, people with COVID, their ears ring for half a day.
It's like saying, it's like, this isn't COVID, but this is a potential symptom for an oncoming heart attack. Like,
yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it's not COVID.
But yeah, I think it might have been dehydrated / like we did
dehydrated can make your ears ring.
I don't. It was, you know, the internet says all sorts of crap. I was just trying to explain it, and we had the people over for like a Christmas gathering, and it's amazing how. Do you feel like whenever you have like maybe a group of people over at the house, it's the kitchen where everyone chills?
Yeah.
The new crib, we have plenty of seating in the living room, the dining room. There was all of us.
In the kitchen?
10 or 12 of us just huddled in the kitchen. And everyone's talking. Everyone's loud. There's music. And so it's incredibly loud. Everyone's yell talking, you know? So maybe that sustained, plus in other things.
Plus dehydration. Yeah.
I don't know. It was very bizarre, but...
So it's things like that. I've said this for years. I don't think that many people are on my side, but when you're having house parties, I go no music because it's going to get so loud once people start talking.
I did light music, to be fair.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do not like it.
I do get, that's one of my new pet peeves. I don't know if this just proves that I'm getting older and lamer, but I'm always this guy. I hate when I get with people and there's always a guy who's like, We got a speaker? You know those guys who like always want music playing?
We got a couple JBLs we can sing
now? Yeah, JBLs. Like, that's fine. Just like put it in the background so we can talk. And they cue it up and they just turn it on a volume that now everyone has to like yell talk.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. I hate that. Oh, yes.
And so almost every time I'm like, do you mind just... unashamed.
You know kind of a cool feature of those speakers? Here, let me see it real quick. If you touch this button and hold this one and then throw it out the window, we don't have to listen to this anymore.
Yeah.
Kind of a cool feature to it.
That's one of my bigger pet peeves in this stage of life.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. House parties with too loud of ambient music.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to talk louder than the music. Uh-huh. So it's like the baseline.
And the type of music, right? Like back in the day, it's just like throw on top 40s bangers or like EDM or something. It's like, let's just put on some pleasant music in the background. Mm-hmm. We're adults. We can have a conversation. That's my vibe.
Yeah.
You have some people like the guy who's always like, let me DJ. And he just puts on weird party music too loud.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it down.
Like top 40 music too these days is a wide range of genres, right, kind of. Right. You can get like Billie Eilish whispering for 3.5 minutes, mm-hmm. or you can get like some like, yeah. I don't know, like alternative some rock
alternative
kind of.
Rock, Billy Currington.
Yeah, yeah.
Twanging about, hanging on the lake. And then you got Miley Cyrus twerking on her girlfriend.
I like Miley Cyrus's new music. Have you listened to it much?
No, I haven't.
Angels Like You.
Nice.
It's really good. It's top 40.
Okay.
Top 40 that. Stuff.
Yeah, there's like, I love this restaurant initially, but I went back a while ago and it's like this cool, trendy place, but the music was so loud. I was like, I'll never come back here.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Yeah. That's so frustrating.
But I've heard some restaurants, that's like a science tour. Like, there's a study that if you turn up the music just loud enough, it like enough people... without noticing, it kind of speeds up your experience.
Yeah, same with shopping, too. Mm-hmm. Like, the right music will get people in and out of your store faster.
Yeah.
If that's what you want.
Right.
Or you can slow them down.
Slow them down.
Luther
Vandross gets people real slow. And they try on stuff more because that just gets people undressing. I don't know. It's a science.
Maybe.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder, play that, and people just... pick stuff randomly.
Yeah. Yeah. This sounds good. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just happy I can taste and hear and smell,
mm-hmm.
and touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of ears ringing, that reminded me, I'm in a rec basketball league. We actually have tonight's a championship. Big night tonight.
Wow, in the championship.
Yeah. I'm just assuming. The semis are tonight. We're going to win the semis, and then we'll be
the same team minus me, and now you guys are winning?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Wow, brutal.
No, we got some new bodies in there. But, at this new place we've been playing at, there's something with like the lights or a fire alarm or something. The very first week we played there, we noticed there's like a very annoying high-pitched hum just like in the arena at all times. My roommate Isaac never noticed that this like high-pitched hum was happening. Well, about third play of the game, we get a breakaway, a fast break. I try to throw him an oop off the backboard. He goes up to dunk it, gets undercut, and just like slams on his head. It was like actually pretty dangerous, and we were very mad at the other team for one, ruining a dunk, and two, doing it in that fashion.
Well, dude, this was gonna be really sick.
Dude, like we're both so white. This is so rare. Yeah. Like, let us have this. And Isaac gets up and he's like, "Whoa!" Like, my ears are ringing, and we're like, "Is that like
I know the feeling?
The noise that was in here earlier?" He's like, "What?" And we're like, "Well, we can all hear ringing anyway. Like that fire alarm over there is ringing." He's like, "Oh, thank goodness." So
there's an alarm going off. does my body have an alarm system? This is not going to, like, dude, if there's a fire alarm going off.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
He just, like, didn't notice it before, and he's like, oh, gosh.
Holy, oh, oh, dude, it sounds like a baby screeching. There's a baby, yeah, there's a baby crying in the corner, so. Oh, we're good.
So he's fine, as far as we know.
That's great.
But yeah, it was like third play of the season, and he just got zonked. But
that's annoying. That's the risk you run when you play in like such a whack league that guys have no idea what's going on. There's like just running under guys' knees. Like, hey,
yeah. Just like, dude, we just started the season. This is not cool.
No.
No technicals yet, though. I'll try to get one tonight for you.
No, those are fun. You should.
Yeah, or I'll form tackle a referee. He's giving me lip.
Yeah, that's true. Inspiring people everywhere. Hey, can you imagine? Just like, you know what? I didn't foul anybody. Square up.
Let's fight.
But you have to assault the ref within the confines of the game, and then it's fine, I think. So if you're in basketball, you just, you know, while the ref's moving, you draw some contact. That's mm-hmm. a blocking foul on him.
Yeah. I saw this weekend, I think Texas A&M quarterback was celebrating and punched a ref. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just do something like that. Like, I was just celebrating.
I did that on the elementary school playground once.
Okay.
Where I hit a shot and did a big fist bump, and a guy was just standing where I was turning, and I just launched him right in the sternum.
Oh, I bet he hated that.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's frustrating.
Right in the covoid complex. What is that called?
COVID.
No. What's that called?
Sternum. Jejunum.
Watch this, dude. I'm gonna learn you something right now.
Okay.
It's called the xiphoid process.
Pretty close to covoid.
Covoid. What did I call it? The covoid.
Covoid 19, I think is what you're.
Covoid trying. Process. I call it the covoid process. Xiphoid process. Yep.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Learn
it's
me
that
about
lump
it.
Of cartilage.
Lump
right,
of cart.
Right at the top of.
Oh
the
yeah. yeah. Oh, it kind of makes you. Is yeah. that where like you can get the it, wind like, knocked out
kinda,
of you?
Yeah, it's kind of.
Oh, I don't like that
sensitive.
Feeling.
Sensitive. I remember one day I touched that. I was like, holy crap, this is me. Every 2 weeks, I think I'm dying. Like, holy crap. I have a massive tumor in the center of my body. And I was like, it's your xiphoid process.
Xiphoid. I still remember my very first time getting the wind knocked out of me. Seventh grade football, Mighty Mites. I still remember the guy's name who tackled me, Caleb Schefitzel. I was like, I'm tired of juking people. I was pretty quick back then. And I was like, I'm just going to kind of run out of bounds here. Well, Caleb got to me before I ran out of bounds and sent me flying about 18 yards and landed on the football. And I actually thought I was dying. Because no one really teaches you, or at least no one taught me, what it's like to have the wind knocked out of you. And when you experience that for the first time, you're like, I can't breathe. And
horrible.
I'm on land.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This is where I should be able to breathe.
That's very concerning when you can't breathe above water.
I could still imagine it. Just touching my covoid there made me remember it.
That's, yeah. That, and then your belly button makes you tickle too.
Mm.
Makes my legs tingle.
You might want to get that looked at.
Okay.
Or have, you know, Katie's substitute husband work on it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Maybe he can
that's a good call.
Make your legs tickle. Derek, do you remember Caleb Schefitzel? Do you recognize that name?
Sounds familiar. Why do I know that?
He was like, he ended up being like one of the best like rushers in Missouri history. So it makes sense that he would have.
One of the best Russians?
Yes. He when he first moved over, his name was Igor Transmonovich, but he
was just like a top spy or.
Yeah, he was very good. He was very good. He would play free safety. Both on the field and kind of just in life. He was kind of just like always surveying, kind of reading the field and knocking people unconscious.
One of the best Russians to ever do it.
To ever do what?
All-time leading Russian.
It. He's just one of the best Russians.
Yeah.
They have a list over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All-time. All-time leading Russian.
I went to Russia once. It was okay.
Do I need to go to Russia?
You do not.
It's such a that's one of the more fascinating countries to me. It's the got to be the biggest country in the world, right?
I think Alaska is bigger, but yeah, other
yeah,
than that,
yeah. I think that's what's tricky. They're like,
people are always like, but Alaska's pretty.
Alaska's bigger than all of Australia.
Yeah.
It's bigger than China.
Like every 5 years, they just make up a new thing that Alaska's bigger than. I'm like, how? How can it be bigger than all this stuff?
I swear sometimes they'll show a map. It's like Alaska, United States. Like, I think Alaska's bigger than the entire country. This is so confusing.
The caption will be like, if you show Alaska on a globe that actually shows latitude and longitude, it's this big. And there's no way it's that big.
As you get farther north, the physics change.
It expands.
So it's different, yeah. If Alaska was on the equator, it wouldn't even fit on Earth.
That's the kind of stuff you see. I'm glad you've seen the same
stuff,
though.
You're reading that's going to be my new weird like trivia fact. Did you know if you put Alaska, if Alaska was located on the equator, it would not even fit it on Earth? I guarantee you one of every two people would be like, really?
Huh? Because I guess, yeah, because the equator.
Yeah, they would. This is what they do. They think about it and they go, okay, I guess that makes sense. Like, no, you idiot.
That's great. So yeah, other than Alaska, Russia is huge though.
Yeah, it's like so much of it is like not even, can't even live on it. It's so interesting to me. And then I saw, I just mentioned on Correct Opinions, like Russia is rolling out their new vaccine. Scientists everywhere are kind of like, probably shouldn't do that. You know, I think they have like haven't fully tested it. Like they're just like, ah, good enough. And
oh, really? So they have different ones?
Yeah, yeah, it's like Russia, they created their own. They give it to their own people and they did it like even faster and more sketchy.
They're calling it the Chernobyl.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's a cool new company.
Yeah.
Just take it. Don't ask questions. And if you touch your belly button and your legs start to tickle, that's totally normal.
That's totally normal.
It's totally normal. Our top Russians to ever do it have said this is okay.
Yeah, Russia. It's shout out Russia, man. I don't think
Russia.
I'll probably never go to Russia. That's fine.
Yeah, I spent like 5 days in Moscow. No offense if we have any Russians listening, but it was just, you know, it was fine. But yeah. I think I would just go other places if I had the choice.
I don't even know if I'll ever go to Asia again.
Really?
I don't really know. I think I've seen what I need to see in Asia.
What about the movie Crazy Rich Asians? Did you see that?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
not because of... I'm down to see it. But I just haven't. So I don't... I don't want you to put that on... I'll watch it tonight.
I love that. Like, just like acting like people are going to get upset about something. Yeah.
Have you seen Crazy Rich Asians? No, I haven't.
But...
Why not?
What, do you have something against... What is it? Is it Asians you don't like? Is it rich people you don't like? Or is it people with mental health problems?
Yeah.
Who are crazy? Because you like to call them crazy people.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just haven't. I don't know. I heard it was a mediocre movie. I didn't think it's.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So you just assume IMDb knows everything. Yeah. No, it's just how I look at. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's like, did you eat at that Italian place? No, I haven't tried it out yet. Oh. But I'm down.
I see.
I can, though.
Right.
If you want to go, we can.
Do you want... I'm like, forget about it. I'm down. Crazy Rich Asian. Wait, why'd you ask me about Crazy Rich? Oh, Asia. I've seen enough of Asia. Have you been to Asia? Well, you went to the Europe part of Russia.
Oh, I did.
Wow. Boom. Gotcha.
Wait. I thought I'd been to Asia.
You've never been to Asia, dude. You've never been to Asia.
Have I never been to Asia?
No. And I have.
And I've always told people I've never been to Europe. I'm such a liar.
Moscow, is that in the Europe or Russia or Asia part? Fax machine.
We got a fax machine here. Damn, he'll get back to us. Yeah, I don't know.
I know St. Petersburg's Europe. Moscow, I'm pretty sure, is Europe, too.
It's pretty far west.
Asia, Russia is where... Europe. Yeah.
Well, oh, you've never been to Asia. I've been lying for years.
You've never been to Asia.
I've been to Australia. Is that its own continent? I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Like Australia and New Zealand are like...
Australia. New Zealand?
Wait, what is that? Is that continent called Australia? And it just...
Yeah, it's like, fun fact, Australia's the only country and continent. But then what's New Zealand
part of? New Zealand's right there. It's got to be part of Australia.
Yeah.
Tell me, New Zealand's Asia? Wait, okay, fax machine. Have I been to Asia? Not... If I've been to New Zealand?
No. Wow. No, dude.
Your fun fact sounded so true. Australia's the only country that's also a continent. I feel like I've seen that somewhere.
They've said that, but I don't... It's like weird, right? Like North America is Mexico.
And Canada.
U.S. and Canada. It's like, what's Panama? Like, yeah, that's Central America? It's like, that's not one of the seven continents.
Yeah.
No one knows. Oceania.
Oceania is the name of the continent.
But there's seven continents, but there's like a few like subcontinents or something.
No.
Regardless.
Yeah, okay.
Regardless, you've not been to Asia. So do you want to go to Asia one day?
I haven't been to Asia. Yeah, I would love to go to Asia.
What part?
Southeast. I would love to go to like Vietnam or Thailand, Singapore, any of those. Philippines, not picky. I'll go wherever. I met some Russians in Mexico who spent a month in Southeast Asia. And I said, where should I go? And they said, let's say I have 2 weeks in Southeast Asia. They said, spend all 2 weeks in Vietnam. I was like, oh, wow. So I feel like Vietnam is not a very touristy place. But
like to commemorate?
Yeah, I think just for the troops. Yeah. They said to go back there and check it out.
Reflect.
Yeah. So
cool.
I might reenact some scenes from Forrest Gump. Go get Bubba. Bring him back out. Something bit me.
I don't know if I don't think I'm gonna ever get over there.
I'd be surprised if you go your whole life without going to Asia.
No, oh, I've been to Asia.
Okay.
And I'm done with it.
Wait, where have you been?
Israel.
That's not Asia.
That is Asia.
No.
No, shoot. No, it is. It is Asia.
Wait, yeah, the Middle East is Asia.
Israel is Asia, bro.
It just seems like...
I'm 90%.
Like Moscow?
Is it?
Moscow is so much further east.
Crossroads of Europe, Asia, Africa belongs to Asia.
So yes, thank you. Okay, I knew I checked that and confirmed. Israel is in Asia.
I feel like Israel is so much more west than Moscow. Right?
Israel is Asia. I've been to Asia.
Oh, it's not really.
Will you ever go to Africa?
Oh, I hope so. I hope I have enough.
I'd go to South Africa.
Where the white people are.
Yes. I don't know. That's another. I go to South Africa. Why, dude? Why? No, I've heard it's pretty.
They speak English. Yeah.
Egypt, I've heard it's cool.
I've heard the pyramids are a little, like, cool to see. Well, whatever.
I would never do that.
Build a pyramid?
I've done a few of the sightsee stuff, like the Eiffel Tower. You're like, there it is. Oh, man, I can't. I would...
Okay, Moscow's like directly north of Israel. I got it now. Even a little east. I'm so dumb.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just not a big... It's kind of like, I'm down to go to the beach. It's like, I guess I could fly across the world or... You know. Bahamas are right there.
Yeah, it's still a beach. I would love to go to Dubai someday. That's an Asian place I would love to go to.
That's a big one.
Just to see it.
Big touristy place.
And I'd love to have the money. I need to find the sweet spot. Like, before I have... maybe a wife. I could do it with a wife, but no kids. I'm definitely not taking kids on a safari. Like, a safari seems like such a fun trip, but it's so expensive.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. But I would love to see, like, just... Well, what?
Let's give you the mic for this.
Oh, yeah. Went to South Africa. Kind of the white part.
South Africa. Is it pretty, though?
Very, yeah. We were on the Botswana border. A rhino charged our vehicle and lifted it up.
See,
so
that's what I
thought.
I
was gonna die. But
oh,
cool.
Dude, I don't want any part of that. That's crazy, though. I've
ostrich
heard
traced us.
Those oh, really? You just
those, yeah.
That's awesome, dude. I've heard
like ostrich chased us.
Like
ostrich.
my tour production company also does like a
safaris,
Hillsong, right? Or like maybe not Hillsong. Like the, I think, Winter Jam or something, like the massive,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Like worship tour thing.
Yeah.
And they just sell a crap ton of tickets in South Africa.
No way.
Yeah. Because it's a Christian country, isn't it? Country would be the word, yes. And white. So I wonder if I could maybe low key do like a small show there or something. I don't know.
Look into your,
let's get my analytics.
I was going to say, yeah, do it right now. See if, you have people in South Africa.
We're going to do it.
That would be so awesome. Go to, what do they got there? Cape Town. They got Jayburg.
The deets here.
They got, I assume people just abbreviate Johannesburg as Jayburg.
This, yeah, I feel like people might be interested in this. We're going to go to my Facebook following analytics.
Oh, you're putting it up on the screen.
No, I'm not. I removed. Can't give you too much.
I was like, oh, wow. What do you think that's a picture of? It's a lighthouse in Greece.
It's gone.
No way of knowing.
So let me see where I can find this. I feel like I'm always struggle a little bit here. People, is that what I want?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Listen to okay. This will be funny. So the top.
What side are we on?
We're doing Facebook.com. By country. So obviously
okay.
You have United States first.
USA.
What do you... Top five. US one.
Canada.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Three, Australia.
Pretty obvious. Four.
Yes. This, England.
United Kingdom. Pretty obvious.
Okay.
Now, five through 10. Very interesting.
Okay, I'm going to throw some out there. Mongolia.
No.
Netherlands.
No.
Japan.
No.
Mexico.
Definitely not. No, can you imagine? I just get like weird and racist. Why are you sitting? No.
No. Thank goodness.
No, I'm kidding. Five.
Jamaica.
No. Five, Brazil.
Oh, that makes sense. Come to Brazil.
Why does it make sense?
Like, you always see those comments on, like, famous people's posts. They're always like, come to Brazil, come like, to Brazil.
I don't... That's interesting to me, I guess, because there's just so many people there.
India? Is that big?
No.
Dang it.
Six, Philippines.
Okay.
I think because there's a good English-speaking country. I don't really know. Seven, Mexico.
Okay.
And then eight, Germany.
Let's go.
Nine, New Zealand. 10, South Africa. Is that, it makes you wonder, dude. I have 8,300 Facebook fans in South Africa.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's not a ton.
I mean, I legitimately think it... This would be a ridiculous thing to do, but I think I could do a show in South Africa to maybe like 100 people, you know?
We go like, to South Africa for a 100-person show. It's
like, sir, you're... Okay, after expenses and everything, you're going to lose $6,000. Right, it's a show.
I love performing. Substitute teaching gigs are few and far between, so I'll go to South Africa.
People are interesting. You know, so I like by city, you know, for instance, I'm trying to look at Jacksonville, Florida. I have like 12,000 fans, and we sold out in Jacksonville, right?
Oh, this is actually interesting.
You know, I'm trying to think of more. Oklahoma City, I have 10,000 fans. We sold out a couple of shows there. So we sold like 1,500 tickets in Oklahoma City, 10,000 Facebook fans.
Okay.
8,500 Facebook fans in South Africa. I mean, it's the whole country, so they're probably, you have to really
want pretty
to
spread out.
But I bet I could sell 100 or 200 tickets.
I mean, yeah. No, I think you could.
Australia, there. You know, Australia would actually, I think, be potentially could do interesting. Sydney, Australia, 8,700 Facebook fans. Melbourne, 7,500. Similar to Omaha and Tampa, Florida, and Kansas City.
Okay.
So in those two cities, I could maybe do a legitimate theater show.
I was going to say, and we've heard of some influencers we know who did an Australia tour in those two cities.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, in no way, shape, or form would all the expenses, would I ever profit from those? Would it be a cool excuse to go maybe break even? And
that's what I did in Russia. We went and broke even just for the experience. So.
What do you know? Kind of fun, you know?
Good day, mate. We're going to Asia. That's what they say down there. I've been, so I would know.
And then just for giggles, after South Africa, Thailand, Puerto Rico, Egypt, Italy, France, Netherlands, Colombia.
Netherlands, I had
Myanmar.
Oh.
Vietnam.
Nice. My people.
And then, it gets interesting. I'll see on like my Spotify analytics, it'll say like you have one listener in Kazakhstan or something. I'm like,
sweet.
All right. I was like, are they doing that illegally? I don't even know what the vibe is there.
Yeah, you see like metrics on like China. You're like, I'm going to report these people because that's illegal. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Give me their names. I'm going to get them in trouble.
China.
You can't be doing this.
Do less, guests. Thanks for tuning in. Going to give you all the first scoop. So the Do Less, God Bless podcast, as we have our carousel of man-made wonders.
This is Lee's Summit, Missouri.
The Do Less, God Bless podcast. The final episode of the Do Less, God Bless podcast will be December 18th. As you know, I am, and Jake as well, he has another podcast. We're both doing three podcasts. As we started going and doing shows, like, not doing that anymore. So it was nice when no one had anything to do. Just talk it up. But moving forward, I will do Correct Opinions in this podcast, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and I'll still do my own and this podcast. So Do Less Guest is not going anywhere. We're trying to focus on this podcast more.
If anything, this will just get bigger and better.
So, yeah, seriously. And I think it's already in the right direction. I feel like this has got to be one of our best Do Less Guest episodes ever.
Sure,
so,
for sure. Yeah. I'm pumped about it. It's seems like an obvious move. So thanks, everyone, for listening to all the podcasts I've done. But you'll be the first to know. It'll be the two from me moving forward. It'll be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Yeah, we're excited.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Peace.